English with you, a daily introduction to English words and phrases.
Hi everyone, this is Jennifer Yu and welcome to English with you. 안녕하세요, English with you의 Jennifer Yu입니다. 오늘의 영어 표현은 know it all, a know-it-all입니다. Have you ever met someone who is a know-it-all? A know-it-all. Well, what does it mean to be a know-it-all? We'll find out. 그럼 오늘의 대화를 들어보면서 a know-it-all, a know-it-all이 무슨 뜻인지 알아보겠습니다. 잘 들어보세요.
Hey, I have a know-it-all coworker and it's frustrating me. What should I do?
Oh no, what exactly is going on?
Every time I'm working on a project, he comes over and tells me what I should or should not be doing. He thinks he knows everything.
I think it is best not to engage in an ongoing conversation with them.
You're right. I'll give that a try. Thanks.
본문에서 브랜든이 알리샤에게 Hey, I'm encountering a know-it-all coworker, and it's frustrating me. What should I do? 요즘 아는 척을 많이 하는 회사 동료 때문에 속상해. 대체 어떻게 해야 돼? 라고 말하자 Alicia는 Oh no, what exactly is going on? 정말 좀 자세하게 얘기해봐 라고 하네요. 그러자 Brandon은 Every time I am working on a project, he comes over and tells me what I should or should not be doing. 그게 말이야, 내가 일을 하고 있을 때마다 와서는 이건 해야 되고 저건 하면 안 된다며 간섭을 하는 거야 라고 하더라고요. 그러자 Alicia는 I think it's best not to engage in an ongoing conversation with them. 내 생각엔 그런 사람들이랑 안 어울리는 게 최고인 것 같아 라고 하더라고요. 이에 대해 Brandon은 You're right. I'll give that a try. Thanks. 네 말이 맞아. 한번 해볼게. 고마워 라며 대답하고 있네요. 그럼 오늘의 대화를 다시 한번 들어보시겠습니다.
Hey, I have a know-it-all coworker and it's frustrating me. What should I do?
Oh no, what exactly is going on?
Every time I'm working on a project, he comes over and tells me what I should or should not be doing. He thinks he knows everything.
I think it is best not to engage in an ongoing conversation with them.
You're right. I'll give that a try. Thanks.
오늘의 영어 표현은 know it all, a know-it-all입니다. A know-it-all is someone who acts as if he or she knows everything and ignores the opinions, comments, or suggestions of others. A know-it-all은 아는 체 하는 또는 똑똑한 척 하는 이라는 뜻으로 실제로 잘 알지 못하면서도 마치 모든 걸 다 알고 있는 것처럼 말하고 행동하는 사람을 가리킵니다. Let me give you an example. If you have a younger sister who thinks she knows everything and doesn't even bother to listen to anything you say, 모든 걸 다 아는 척하고 큰언니의 의견을 듣지 않는 여동생에게 you may tell her this, 이렇게 말할 수 있겠죠? Hey sister, stop being a know-it-all and hear me out. Hey sister, stop being a know-it-all and hear me out. 라고요. 그럼 오늘의 영어 표현 a know-it-all. A know-it-all. 꼭 기억해 두시고요. Now let's listen to the conversation for the last time.
Hey, I have a know-it-all coworker and it's frustrating me. What should I do?
Oh no, what exactly is going on?
Every time I'm working on a project, he comes over and tells me what I should or should not be doing. He thinks he knows everything.
I think it is best not to engage in an ongoing conversation with them.
You're right. I'll give that a try. Thanks.
오늘의 영어 표현, a know-it-all, 모든 걸 아는 척하는 사람 또는 똑똑한 척하는 사람, a know-it-all, a know-it-all. 꼭 기억해 두세요. 지금까지 English with You와 Jennifer입니다. Until next time, bye-bye!